How's this for a story? And I'm going to read it and really with a nod to the Sunday Times' Graham Hoskin, because I couldn't describe this better than what he has here. On Wednesday morning last week, the Moti brothers, Zidane 6, Zayed 11, Alan 13 and Zia were being driven from their Crescent Street home in the plush Nirvana suburb in Polokwane to the nearby Kuro Hevelcrane school. 7 gunmen attacked them on the R37N1 on-ramp. The attackers opened fire with R5 rifles and handguns using a black Mercedes and a white Kia Sorento to block the car carrying the children and their driver, forcing them to stop. The children were forced into the Mercedes, which then raced towards Makado. And according to the children's driver who survived the attacks, the attackers wore white overalls, masks, balaclavas, and guns. And of course, the attackers left the residents of the wealthy suburb reeling. There have been prayer sessions being held for the brothers' safe return taking place across Polokwane. The family said to be among the city's top 5 wealthiest. They're involved in commercial property development and the luxury car trade. We're not going to speak specifically about this case this morning, but more broadly on this issue. Kidnapping is said to be on the rise in South Africa. High net worth individuals and tourists are the prime targets. How do you protect yourself and family against this type of crime? Herman Bosman is the head of kidnapping. He's a hostage survivor and extortion at TSU International. He's an expert as far as this. He's the head of kidnapping, hostage survival and extortion at TSU International. Herman, welcome to our program. Thank you for your time this morning.
Good day, Bongani, and Radio 7 to listeners.
Right, we're not going to talk specifically about this case, but more broadly, just how big is this problem and is it growing?
Yes, well, historically, where a person is unlawfully and intentionally taken against his or her will and detained at an unknown location was not typically a South African crime. But if we look since 2010, where over 2,800 cases were documented by the South African police services, we're now looking from 2019-20 police stats at over 6,600. Children are not only kidnapped for ransom as a form of extortion, but also for very other very serious crimes. That's my experience, that children are becoming increasingly a target.
And these are specifically, I would imagine, kids of high net worth individuals?
Well, yes, also, but not limited to. I've had children taken across the spectrum, so it was not only limited to high net worth.
What are the main forms of kidnapping in South Africa?
Well, kidnappings in South Africa are mostly linked to robbery, express kidnappings where somebody would be detained for a very short period of time, drawing money in an ATM, and then detained doing another withdrawal a while later. Also, kidnappings committed for sexual offences, that is a very big growing concern also. And then the other kidnappings being for extortion, ransom, as you've highlighted, high net worth kidnappings. But we also have a big number of kidnappings that's related to revenge or mob justice, as we would term criminal vendetta type of kidnappings. In my experience, the last couple of years, I've also seen an increase in fake kidnappings committed for insurance fraud, money laundering, and also even buying time to not comply with tax directives.
Goodness me, what sense can we make of instances where ransom is demanded?
Well, where ransom is the motivation underlying the kidnapping, it is a very determining factor. But keep in mind that it is illegal to pay ransom supporting or funding terrorism or organized crime. Now, the rise in kidnapping for ransom, in my opinion, is a symptom resulting from our socioeconomic deterioration, where unemployment is growing and it is seen as a way of profiteering and making money. And also more and more challenging to the South African Police Service maintaining law and order to cope with this increase and sophistication. You know, due to very good financial banking sector, organized crime syndicates see South Africa as a lucrative area to come to and relatively safe and easy country to function in and from.
And of course, I imagine part of the difficulty, you say it's illegal to pay these ransom amounts, but also the other difficulty is that often where there are syndicates involved, part of what they tell you is if you want your loved one to be returned to you safely, don't contact the police.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're sitting with a double-edged sword there. But I also do always factor in that the police are contacted. In many of the cases, the incidents are done in such a manner where it would be impossible that the police would not be involved, because it happens in broad daylight, in public, everybody knows about it. So although they say don't contact the police, they pretty much know the police are involved due to the manner in which it was conducted. I just want to reiterate that it's very important to know that you may report a person missing and suspected of being kidnapped as soon as you have reason to believe so. There's not a 24-hour or any time period that you need to wait. Also, when you report this, and as an example to the police's emergency 1-1-1 number, ask specifically that you want to be contacted by a negotiator to give you the correct assistance in this regard.
Sure. One of the other issues that has arisen is the involvement of corrupt police officers who often collude with these criminals. How big a problem is that?
Well, yes. I was thinking of that. I'm not going to go that route. But yes, trusting the police may be an issue. People have contacted me and stipulated as such due to the number of incidents reported in the media of corruption and police involvement. I do want to believe, though, that we have the majority of the police still wanting to fight crime, wanting to help, wanting to assist, and it's a matter of getting the assistance from the correct people.
The City Press reported that the crime intelligence unit handling kidnappings across the country has only 5 members. I mean, gross understaffing doesn't even begin to describe that, if that's true.
Yes, in South Africa, kidnapping has grown from virtually, if I look in and think of the 90s, where we were faced with more located kidnapping incidents or bank robberies or shops being targeted and having to negotiate at those locations, to kidnappings where people are taken to an unknown location. And the trend and influence from international syndicates to South Africa, I do not think we are managing it correctly as far as justice and investigation systems are concerned. And the police are definitely coming short as far as the growth in that. If you just look over the last, as I said, roughly 10 years, it more than doubled. You have to have a specific targeted approach to maintain and contain kidnapping incidents in this country, seeing that it is definitely growing to an alarming level.
We spoke about high net worth individuals, but also we're beginning to understand these syndicates also attack tourists or foreign visitors who are in South Africa. These are people whose movements they anticipate, they know who they are, they know where they're going. Is that a worry?
Certainly so, especially if they target them in an organized manner, leaving from our ports, for instance, airports. It is an alarming factor, and I would caution anybody traveling that they make sure that they make use of trusted sources and be very careful in how they conduct their planning coming to South Africa and visiting.
Quick tips about how to prevent it if you can?
Sorry, how to prevent?
Kidnapping your children, yes.
Okay, so in general, my advice would be to parents, if I may start with a big factor of social media, must be avoided at all times. When children use social media freely, it is a major, major concern where children are just freely using social media without the knowledge of their parents, who they're talking to, who they're meeting up with. Social media friends can be very dangerous, firstly to obtain information, and secondly to falsely obtain your confidence. It may also instances that you do not really speak with the person you think. You believe you're speaking to a person your age, a person is much older. Then also make use of younger people to allude you to certain agreements and meetings. Some social media platforms also share your live physical location. So I would definitely caution parents in that regard. Also, when children or even adults go somewhere, make use of the buddy system, as we would term it, where you will have a friend and people with you. General social and situational awareness is extremely important. We also offer training in this regard. We're talking now with regard to children and parents, but also companies should also have a proper kidnapping incident management plan.
Gosh, we're becoming another Mexico, are we not? Herman Bosman, appreciate your time. That's the head of kidnapping, hostage survival and extortion at TSU International.